peace in the midst of troubling times. Project Zion Podcast offers this series of guided practices to help you connect with the divine, no matter where you are or what's going on around you. Take a deep breath and allow your spirit to find calm in the storm of life.
Hi, this is Katie Harmon McLaughlin with Community of Christ Spiritual Formation Ministries. And this week, I invite you to join me in the practice of prophetic imagination. Imagination is an important practice throughout our biblical tradition and in Christian spirituality. Elizabeth Liebert reminds us that we are imagining things all the time, even if we don't think about it. We might imagine what we're going to have for dinner tonight, or what clothes we're going to wear, or what an event might be like that we're planning. She writes, "We are responsible for choosing the imagination we feed. We must ask ourselves, what images am I intentionally putting into my mind? What messages are bombarding my imaginations and my children's without my even intending it? What imaginary scenarios do I play over and over again?" We are invited through the practice of prophetic imagination to enlarge our vision to see our own lives, communities, and the world as God intends, to let our imagination be the imagination of the Holy Spirit coming to life in us. So as we begin, I invite you to first return to your breath, noticing each inhale and exhale, feeling the simple gift of your aliveness here and now, and then just noticing for a few moments, what imagination have I been feeding so far today? Where have your thoughts wandered? What images, stories, memories have been filling your mind that shape how you see yourself and reality? As you become more gently conscious of your own imagination and where it tends to lead you in your thoughts and actions, take a few moments now to invite the Holy Spirit to be the source of your imagination in this time of prayer. God, may our dreams be your dreams. May we see ourselves and the world, both as it is and as it may become, in your reign of peace, justice, and love. Next, I invite you to imagine a current reality in your life now. Perhaps it is something very close and personal to you. Perhaps it's a situation in your community. Or maybe it's a situation in our world. Maybe a news story has captured your attention this morning. Maybe there's something going on that feels especially near to your heart that you'd like to bring into prayer. Take a few moments to notice the situation that you would like to bring. What is it that you would like to see through God's imagination today? Once you have this situation, this current reality in your mind and heart, ask for the Spirit to help you become aware of the details of this situation. Be attentive to what is. Ask for the help to see clearly and honestly all the factors that contribute to this particular situation as it is currently happening in your life, community, or world. Take the posture of curious observer. Simply noticing the layers, noticing where the Spirit is inviting your attention to see reality as it is. Take another moment to notice what you notice. Where has your attention been drawn? What realities have come to the forefront of your awareness in a spirit of prayer? What is the Spirit inviting you to see now? Next, I invite you to hold this same situation, this same reality, in your heart and mind as you set your imagination free, asking the Spirit to help you envision what this same reality might look like, transformed by God's deepest vision of love, justice, shalom. What might be different? What might be the same? Where is the Spirit at work in the midst of this reality, in you and in others? Don't worry too much about trying to see exactly as you think God would see. Simply invite the Holy Spirit to activate your imagination. To dream for a few moments of God's preferred future in this situation, this reality, this circumstance, with these people. As you begin to look through this lens, what do you see? Take a few moments now to simply engage your imagination through the gift of the Holy Spirit in this time of prayer. as you continue to set your imagination free with the help of God's Spirit, take another few deep breaths. Notice what has shifted or moved in you in this time of prayer. What did you see? What did you feel as you imagined your current realities through the lens of God's vision of love and grace? Notice if there is a particular invitation emerging for your life as you take the time to see reality both as it is and as it may become. In every moment of each day, the kingdom of God is at hand, within our reach, among us, coming near. It is always both here and not yet. We are invited to see reality as it is, gently, lovingly, honestly, recognizing that as we enter the details of our situations and relationships, we discover the Spirit of God pulsing with potential in every moment and interaction. We pause to recognize that God's love is infinite and unconditional, that we are loved as we are, that reality is loved as it is. And yet we also sense the sacred more of the Spirit that invites us to see life and reality as it may become. As we live deeper into God's invitations for our lives and world, we set our imaginations free in prayer, and we pray that this imagination may inhabit us as we move throughout the rest of our daily life. In every place we are in, we pray that we might dream with God. What can be? How might the kingdom of God be coming closer here and now? Amen.